This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 3 of our podcast. My name is Esme and alongside me is Joseph and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing and ourselves and sharing? My name is Esme. I'm 12 years old and I go to Big Rock Primary School.
Sure, Esme.
Right. My name is Joseph. I'm 12 years old and I go to Green Island School.
Awesome. Shot, Joseph. My name's Noah. I'm the old man in the group. I'm 23 and I don't go to school anymore.
Too old.
Oh, yeah, way too old. If I was still at school, that would be alarming. Mm. I think we have a fun question to answer. Is that right, Esme?
Yep. What's your dream holiday location? Mine's Italy because it's just a beautiful place.
I've got to choose Japan.
You've got the what?
Japan.
Yeah, it's, nice. Yeah. Good question. Dream holiday location. I've just been in Singapore. That was pretty dreamy. Very cool spot. I'm going to say, I really should have thought about this more, like Hawaii. I had some friends that just went to Hawaii and they said that was pretty cool. So
that's a good place.
I reckon Hawaii would be a pretty cool spot to go to.
And today we have a special guest with us from Green Island, from the Green Island Rugby Club. Welcome, Naomi. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Naomi and I am 22 and I also no longer go to school. And I think my dream holiday location would be Argentina because it just looks really cool and they speak Spanish, which is also cool. So, yeah.
Oh. Hola, ¿cómo está? Do you speak any Spanish, Espanol, Naomi?
Sí, un poquito.
Sí, yes. What's un poquito? Not much.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Impressive. I was just telling Naomi before, I did Spanish in year 10, and hola and como esta probably, is it como esta or como estas?
You can ask both, depends if you know them or not.
Mm, it's about the only thing I remember. And also, como te llamas, what is your name? Mm. Me llamo Noah, my name is Noah. That's all I can teach you, that's the end of this Spanish lesson with Noah. I think we're ready for our first segment, Joseph.
Okay. This is two truths and a lie. I guess we'll share three things about himself. Two are true, one is a total lie. It's up to the groups to guess which one's fake. No reveal until guesses are in. Wherever you're listening from, have a go. Can you spot the lie?
All right. Well, I've actually prepared three little things. The first one is that I used to be allergic to dogs, but I've actually outgrown it. Through like seeing a lot of dogs, and so I'm no longer allergic to dogs. The second one is that I've done ballet my entire life. And the third one is that I actually once took Aaron Smith's order at Macca's when I used to work there.
I think it's the ballet one.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot to unpack here. Let's go back to the first one. You're claiming that you were once allergic to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're no longer allergic.
Yeah.
As someone who's also allergic to dogs, I'm skeptical about this one. Maybe I haven't spent as much time around dogs as you have, but yep. I'm not sure that is an allergy that goes like that.
Well, I've heard that people can do that for cats, and I was with my auntie used to have a dog, and so I'd see a dog like pretty much every day. And so I no longer really get, like, a reaction around dogs.
Yeah, okay. I used to be allergic to cats, but, like, I'm not anymore after we brought our cat.
Mm. Yeah. So we're saying that could be truthful?
Yeah.
Second one was the ballet.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got an issue with this one. I don't know if you guys notice, you won't see it at home, listeners, but Naomi came in on a crutch, and she's got a bit of a broken ankle. And I would suspect that a ballerina of all her life would have very strong ankles. That's my hot take.
True, yeah.
Would she break an ankle?
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that she wouldn't if she was a ballet for her whole entire life.
Have strong, yeah. Right?
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Strong. And then the last one was Aaron Smith Macca's.
Yeah.
I think that could be true.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that experience of serving?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maccas. No, I was taking people's orders in the drive-thru, and he just pulled up in his massive car, and then he was like, oh, hey, can I get a large triple cheeseburger combo with an extra cheeseburger on the side and a Coke, no sugar? So, and then I had to make him pay, and then I was like, oh, it's Aaron Smith, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want him to, you know, get that satisfaction of people recognizing him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's me.
How come?
Oh, I'm actually a very strong French patriotic.
Okay.
So I've got a little bit of a grudge against the All Blacks.
Especially at the moment.
Secret, yeah. Yeah, but we won't talk about that now.
For those people living under a rock, New Zealand smashed France by a lot of points on Saturday night. Though in the French's defence, they haven't sent over their best players.
I was there.
Were you at the one in Dunedin?
Yeah.
That was a close game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
What was the score on that one?
I don't really know.
It was 31-27, actually. 31. It was also there.
Yeah,
it was
pretty close. It was a good game. Okay, I actually am really unsure what to hedge my bet on in terms of which one is a lie. Are you sticking with ballet, Ismay?
I'm sticking with ballet.
Yeah, ballet.
Because I definitely think that could have happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
rugby player.
I believe
that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll round it out. 3 votes on ballet being the lie.
Okay. And the lie was actually that I am still allergic to dogs.
Oh.
Dang it.
Dang it. Should have trusted my gut. So am I. I'm still allergic to dogs as well.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think a round of applause for Naomi there for pulling that one off on us.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind.
So good. Very impressive.
That was 2 truths and a lie. If you guessed the lie, nice work. If not, maybe you don't know us as well as you thought. All right, folks. It's time for Guess That Disney Character. One of us will do our best, or worst, impression of a Disney character, and the other one has to. Other people have to figure out who it is. Could be a hero, a villain, or someone totally random from the vault. No one's safe. Get ready for some terrible accents, weird voices, and maybe a little Disney magic.
Classic. Who's going to be brave and go first? Esme looks like she's keen to go first. I still need to come up with mine.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, boys, randoms are just me. Da-da-da-ba-ba.
Mickey Mouse.
Wow, I'm so confused right now.
So we're doing a Disney character, and we have to guess which Disney character that was. And that did very much sound like someone from the Mickey Mouse world. It could have been Minnie, though.
I think it would have been a more high-pitched voice if it was Minnie.
Yeah, that's true. She's super high-pitched. Can we have it again? It was pretty cool.
Oh, boys, the Rangers are just me. Bada, ba, ba, ba.
Is that the Macca's jingle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's Mickey Mouse.
Yes, definitely Mickey.
Okay, sure, I'll go Mickey Mouse too.
Do I tell you the answer?
Yeah, I reckon.
It is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well done. Nice. Oh. Nice. You see, if you're doing your job well, it'll be guessed correctly. Well done.
Oh, no, mine's going to be horrible. Oh, what do I do? Aha.
So many characters to choose from.
Yeah, but I can't do all of them. Oh, this is going to be a horrible one.
Oh, it'll be good. It'll be hard to guess.
Just thinking, what do I do? I don't know.
I've got one, if that helps.
Yeah.
Go on, Naomi.
Okay, this should be pretty obvious, and I'm about to make a fool of myself, but that's right. Oh, over here! That was actually pretty bad when you know what it is, but...
Ooh. Oh. Can we have it once more?
Is that like a whale from Finding Dory?
It is not a whale, but you are pretty close.
Oh, I was going to guess you kind of sound like, is it Peter Griffin from, is it Family Guy?
No.
I know that's not Disney, but you're kind of sounding like him.
Is it, does it have to be Disney?
It is Dory.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know if I was meant to reveal it so soon.
No, no, you're all good. That's fantastic.
Because I just remember her saying that.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. Well done, Naomi.
Thank you.
Joseph, are you ready for your impression?
No, I'm still thinking. I don't know what to do.
I might have to go next then.
Okay.
I reckon I'm so good at it, it'll just be so easy to guess off the bat. That's the problem. Okay, I'll do my one.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody left behind.
That sounds so good in the mic.
That was pretty good. That was amazing.
Oh, man.
That was definitely Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, 100%. Too easy to guess.
That sounded really good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I've never heard it through a mic. That was crazy. Wow. I'm so proud of myself right now.
Can we repeat ones that have already happened?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Go on, Joseph. Just whip one out.
Oh, boy. My name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I kind of set myself up for that one, but I shouldn't have said that, but...
You could have done, like, Goofy's laugh, like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, no, I should have done
There's a lot of classic Disney characters, eh? Well, well done, team.
I set myself up for that one. Oh, no.
That was a bit scary doing that in front of other people, but that was fun.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's the end of Guess That Disney Character. Tally up your points, brag to your friends, and let us know if you've guessed better than we did. Until next time, keep the magic and the cringe alive. Welcome to Local Legends, the part of the show where we catch up with awesome people doing cool things in our community. This might not be famous, but around here they're kind of a big deal. Let's get into it.
So we have the wonderful Naomi with us, who has fed Aaron Smith Mac. Well, she didn't feed Aaron Smith, but she took his order.
Yep.
She is still allergic to dogs and... She did do ballet. Mm-hmm. She still does ballet.
No longer, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean both were... No. That's awesome. It's awesome to have you with us, Naomi. We are very keen to hear more about you, and particularly about how you're connected with the greater Green Island community.
Mm-hmm.
So over to our two fantastic interviewers.
Okay.
So how long have you been playing rugby?
So I actually started playing rugby just this year, so it's pretty fresh, which is why I just swapped from ballet to rugby pretty much. So it's a pretty different sport, I guess, but yeah.
Okay. How long have you been playing with the Grizzlies, though?
Just 1 year. So I actually heard about them from a friend, and I was like, come along. And I've been obsessed with rugby and watching rugby and supporting the French team for like 3 years. So I was like, oh, maybe it's my time to actually play it. So yeah, I heard about Green Island and I was like, yeah, why not? And they actually have a women's team and it's been really fun. So yeah, just 1 year.
If you could have dinner with any three people, dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh, that's actually a really good question. I think, the first one would be, actually, just thinking about it, one of the kings, like, from the French, like,
ooh.
I don't know what the word is, but yeah, one of the, like, Louis monarchy? 14 or something. Yeah, the monarchy.
Yeah, wow. That would be cool.
I feel like that would be interesting to hear. What's inside his brain and how he would lead his people. I am Christian, so I think I'd like to meet Jesus in the flesh. I think that'd be pretty cool
to have
a chat with him. Mm. Man, the third one. Gosh, that's hard. You know what? Michael Jackson. Why not? So random, but I think that'd be pretty fun. It'd be a pretty wild dinner, but...
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. I said two same people. I said Jesus. I was the local legend a couple of weeks back, and I also said Jesus and Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I didn't say one of the French kings, but that's okay.
What era for the French kings? Like now or before?
Well, there's no French monarch now, right?
No. If they could be alive now or back when they were.
Hmm. It'd be interesting to have him come to our time.
Yeah.
To see what they would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting dinner.
Yeah.
Mine was completely different.
Yeah.
I had Michael Jackson, David Bowie, and Johnny Depp.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting dinner too.
You shared Michael Jackson, though. Who would you take, Joseph?
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Yeah, oh, wow. We all love Michael man. Jackson.
Jackson's good. That was... Okay. Michael Jackson, could it be a game character?
Yeah, go
Why
on.
Why not?
Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption and John Marston from Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Big Red Dead Redemption fan.
I only know one person, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am actually 22, turning 23 in October.
Oh, cool. Mm.
What's a moment in our community that made you feel proud to be a part of it?
That's a good question. I think since being involved at the club, it's been real to see that there's actually real cohesion between the players and the team and stuff. When I actually broke my ankle, I really wanted to support my team because they managed to qualify to the semifinals of our division, which was the first time actually that the women's team ever qualified. So that was pretty big, and I really didn't want to miss it. So I was hoping that I could attend it, but it was just a really rainy day, really cold day. But one of the mums of our players was just so generous, and she offered me, no, I can give you a ride, and I'm happy to just like prepare a chair, and you can put your foot up on this other chair. And like, she had prepared this like plastic bag to put over my cast and everything. So it was just really very good, and like, I was very honoured to, yeah, just be a part of this team and of the community, to know that, yeah, people actually do look out for you. And yeah, that, I think that's a moment that I'll keep in my heart for a long time. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, what Super Rugby team do you support though?
Ooh, that's a big question. I think I will stay with South Island teams because, I mean, there's only two, I guess, but
don't say the Crusaders. If you say the Crusaders, you can just...
Yeah, I think the Crusaders would be the easy answer just because they keep on winning, but I think the Highlanders, because they're a bit of the underdog.
Phew.
And it's... I live in Dunedin, so why not?
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever been to have you ever watched a Highlanders game in the zoo with other uni students?
Not in the zoo, no. I'm someone who enjoys just being able to focus when I watch the game. So being in the constant noise, like craziness, personally, not something that I would want to do, but it is, they do bring a lot of like cool like atmosphere, so it is cool to see them and to have them make the noise, but I'll sit on the side of that and watch the game. Yeah.
Did you watch the what year was it, 2010 or 2011 Rugby World Cup final in New Zealand? All Blacks versus France.
Oh, yeah.
8-7, Stephen Donald, cometh the man, cometh the hour.
Yeah, still cut about that, eh? yeah, no, I remember watching it. I don't really remember the whole game because I was so young at the time, but I remember just being on the edge of my seat the whole time. I was like, oh my gosh, are we going to actually win it? That was like the first time that we were actually so close to winning a World Cup. And then we didn't, and some would say that it was rigged, but I guess it's not the time to get into that. So
no, definitely not. We're not going to entertain that kind of conversation, are we?
Yeah.
No. As Kiwis, big All Blacks fans, how did you get your injury?
Well, funnily enough, it was during a rugby game. We were playing the Dunedin Sharks at home for them. And I actually got given the ball, and so I just started running forward, got tackled, and got my ankle got stuck. So just fractured for like about 7 centimetres along my like ankle.
7 centimetres, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, so I had to get surgery for it. It's pretty nasty, but I think I'm towards the end of the – well, maybe not the end, but halfway through it, hopefully, the recovery period.
Are you going to be part robot? Did they leave some metal in your foot?
Yeah, I've actually got to play it in like 6 screws on my ankle now.
And that will stay?
I can leave it if it's not a bother for me.
Wow. Yeah.
But they can also take it out if I want.
You'll be a, you have a superpower on the rugby field next year.
Yeah, for sure.
What position do you play?
Majority of the season I've been playing a fullback, but to be fair, that was pretty bad. But the last game I was actually playing forward, like number 4, I think I was. Yeah, so I don't really know the position is.
That's a lock.
Yeah, so I was a lock for one game.
Cool.
What position do you want to play? Like, that's when a good question.
I do like to run, so a position where I can run, and my tackling technique is still not that great. So somewhere where I can do a bit of both, and like learn how to do both well.
You don't get a lot of tackling practice in ballet, so
no.
I think we can give you a bit of grace there.
yeah, no, that's for sure.
It's a cool switch though. And the Green Island Grizzlies are the club to be at. They won the title last, their men's team won the Prem title either last year or the year before.
It was last year. Yep.
Last year, so definitely a cool club and a cool community.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Naomi, for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been good.
And that's it for this round of Local Legends. Big thanks to Naomi for sharing her story. If you know someone doing awesome stuff in the community, hit us up. They might be our next legend. Catch you next time. All right, it's time for Cap or No Cap, the game where one of us tells a wild story and we have to figure out if they're spitting facts or just full of it. Is it real? Is it fake? Let's find out.
All right, I guess I'll tell a story.
Shot, Joseph.
Think about this. Okay, I've got one. All right, so it's early in the morning. I've got to go to the farm because I live on one, and my mum brings me near the cows, and I accidentally got off the farm bike, and there was this cow that must have been angry, and it kicked me.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did it kick you, Joseph?
Like, ribs, in under the ribs.
Oh.
Youch. Youch. Yeah. Did that hurt?
Yeah, it did.
Did you have to go to hospital?
Nah, luckily.
Why do you think it kicked you?
I don't know. We were feeding them, like giving them water. And they must have been really thirsty.
Thirsty cow. Feel free to probe away, team, and work out if this, because I can affirm I do believe Joseph does live on a farm. I've seen his place, so I think he's at least telling the truth there.
Okay.
But probe away to work out if the rest of the story is true.
I have a question for you, Joseph.
Yeah.
Did you have a bruise after that, and if so, how long did it stay on your body?
Oh, definitely. Quite a while. Like, at least half the year.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
It was a big bruise. It's a cow.
Yeah.
Half a year.
That's a long time for
not
a bruise.
Half a year at least. I mean, not half a year.
That's 6 months.
Not half. Like 3 months, probably.
Okay.
Still.
3-4 months, then.
Did you name the cow?
No. It's the cow at the farm.
So you only have one cow?
No, we have multiple cows, but we just call the one the cow.
Okay.
The other ones have names.
No, they're just cows.
So is this the one that kicked you, the cow?
Yeah, the cow.
It's the only one with a special title.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long ago was this?
Could have been 11 or 10.
And you are 12 currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm turning 13.
You know, I was absolutely believing you until you said you had a bruise for 3 months. I've never had a bruise that long.
It's a big cow.
I suppose they can stick around bruises can stick around. Yeah, it was a big cow.
But then you probably would have had a broken rib. So that could have... Was it quite... Like, could you move properly?
No, it really hurt.
Okay.
Like, did out of breath.
Do you think it, like, kicked you, like, as hard as it could or just, like...
Probably...
Kicked you?
It kicked me. Not full on, though. It definitely kicked me.
What time was this?
What time was in the morning?
Good. If he had said the evening, I would have said liar. I think we need to take a punt, team. We can guess individually. I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to say cap.
I'm going to say... Ooh, this is hard. I'm going to say it's cap.
Two for cap, one for no cap. Joseph, what is it?
It's cap.
Yes. Oh, dang it. Ismay and Naomi, 1 point, me, none. Well done, Joseph.
Probably saying it stuck around for 3 months was not.
I thought there was enough.
Under pressure.
I thought there was enough truth in the rest of it.
Yeah, the rest of it was pretty truthful.
Well done.
And that's it for Cap or No Cap. Let us know if you guessed right or if you totally got played.
Yeah, and wow, we've honed through another podcast recording. For you listeners at home, we're wrapping up our third episode.
We want to just say that if you do want to get in touch with us, which we have said a couple of times, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako, and that's spelt W-H-E-A-K-O, Fiako. That's on TikTok. You can message us with anything that might have popped up, any ideas, anything like that. I'll leave you guys to do a big thank you for Naomi.
Thank you, Naomi, for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been quite fun.
It has been. So.
Okay.
And that's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you laughed, learned something, or just sit in awkward silence. We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you're a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.